Amen. Again, good evening to everyone, and welcome to the second session for Chapter 8, which would be the task of the troops. And on Tuesday, we just went through what is an army, what is a troop, what is the task of this troop, and what are the assignments to carry out. So I just want to do a quick recap before we go into the practical for today. So as we said, what is an army? An army is a large number of people or things typically formed or organized for a particular purpose. But then we went down into basically what does the Lord say about wailing women as an army. And we have mentioned that it wasn't a social club. It is not a women's liberalization movement. But instead, it's a formidable army. Wailing Women is a global end-time army, God's spiritual defense for nations. We went into details. Then we went on from, okay, so what is an army versus now what is a troop? And we said the troop is defined as a military subunit. So basically, it's like subunits within an army. And we began to look at how the Lord defined Wailing Women as a troop. And we said, Wailing Women troop are a special breed of people prepared to extend the frontiers of God's kingdom through upholding righteousness and steadfastness in fighting spiritual battles. And then we began to look at the different subunits, where we mentioned Wailing Sons and Daughters, we mentioned the Widows, we mentioned Husbands Aglow, we mentioned the Welfare Department, we mentioned Facilitators, etc. And from there, we went on to the task of the troop. And that's where I brought the prophetic word, different prophetic words that the Lord spoke over Wailing Women. And these words were specific to him speaking about us as an army, you know, likening us to an army, likening us as to a troop. And we have mentioned that the word of God is not like bread, like physical bread that is still, yes, it's spiritual bread that we eat of. But you know, although these prophetic words would have come years ago, they still apply to us today. And even as we went through, we were able to see the areas that are still applicable today about the church being persecuted and us taking our rightful place, etc. From there, we went on to like the assignment, you know, what is expected of us as an army, what is expected of us as troop. And we covered 8 areas. The first, pray and ask the Lord to spare your nation from the repercussions of all the sins your fellow citizens have committed and temper justice with mercy. We spoke about blowing the trumpet in Zion, and we mentioned that Wailing Women actually had like 2 trumpets that they blow. Just 1 second. Let me just cut off. Good. Sorry. Good. So then we have mentioned about blowing the trumpet as being another assignment. We mentioned that there were 2 trumpets that Wailing Women blow. The first was a trumpet to warn the inhabitants of the nation about the impending judgment upon the inhabitants of the earth and how they should repent and turn away from their sin. And the second trumpet is to announce a nationwide commencement of the repentance and redemption project. So basically calling the church together to pray. The third assignment we spoke about was serving as watchmen and prophetic gatekeepers within the nation, where we went down and broke it down even further in terms of what is a watchman, what is a gatekeeper. We went on to point 4, which said, wake up those who slumber and sensitize the church in your nation to prepare for war. We spoke about reconciling the land and the people to God, to pray for more laborers that God can use to preach the message of repentance and the harvest of souls. Raising a lamentation to God for the recovery of the children all over the world. You know, we spoke about that as it relates to our children being initiated, you know, into evil, and how we must, you know, deal with it, deal with the enemy, deal with the situation and initiate them for good. The word of God says to train a child in the way that it should go from its youth, that when it grows old, you know, it will not depart from it. So we spoke about that. And then the last point, demand from Satan a 7-fold restoration of all that has been stolen from your nation and its people. And it's from here that we will move on this evening into the practical. So I had asked 1 person from all of the nations represented to identify 3 areas that the enemy would have stolen. within their particular nation. And as you identify those three areas, you were supposed to then bring a scripture that would recover them from the enemy. Right? So that was the assignment. And so, as I mentioned, each person will be given 5 minutes, and we want to stay within the 5 minute time because we also want to pray. Right? So even as you present the three things within your nation that has been stolen by the enemy and the scripture that we would recover to recover it, because we will all agree, you know, as the islands of the Caribbean with you as you lead out in prayer. I am trying here. Okay, so Georgia had mentioned she wouldn't be able to attend this evening. However, she would have sent her information to me, and I wanted to read it to us, and I also wanted someone to then lead out in that particular prayer. But I am not seeing, I was hoping that Brandon would be here, but I don't think I see him as he isn't here, right? I'd like to include Brandon since he's the lone male. He isn't here as yet, right?
No.
Okay, once he comes in, you could just like message me or just let me know.
Okay.
Jocelyn. So what I would do, I would leave Georgia's point for Brandon. If he doesn't come in, then I would do it. Right? So we will leave that one to last. Let me just make a note here. So the first person we will have then would be Cheryl from Trinidad. Right? So Cheryl, we want to hear from you tonight. As I mentioned, it will be 5 minutes. So I will just let you know when you're 5 minutes.
Okay.
I'm here thinking what is the best. I'm thinking what's the best route. If we should just, I think we should just pray right after, as opposed to waiting then to pray. But even as you present the three areas and then you present the scripture, then you would go into prayer. Right? So the 5 minutes is really for the presentation, right?
Okay, good.
And then you will pray after. So even if it's like another 5 minutes. So basically it's like 10 minutes then. Let me see here. Make sure we have enough time. We have enough time. So it's basically then 10 minutes you have to do everything. Max. 5 minutes to present, and then the other 5 minutes, you would lead out in prayer and we will agree. Right, everyone? So everyone understands what we're doing. So we are basically applying what was taught last week in terms of us being the troop, you know, and standing on the wall. Watchmen, gatekeepers, you know. So you're ready, Cheryl?
Yes. Okay. So on behalf of Trinidad and Tobago, the points that I'm bringing, I think most of the Trinidad group will understand that. So the three things that I have seen that the devil has stolen from Trinidad and Tobago is the joy of the young men through education or lack of the education, the fathers from their homes, and respect for authority in the home, school, community, and workplace. With the abolition of the corporal punishment in the school.
All right. One second, Cheryl. Yeah. I'm trying to make notes. So give me the three points again. Okay. I just want the three points at least. And the scripture.
Right. So the joy of young men through lack of education.
Okay.
Fathers from the homes, and respect for authority in the home, school, community, and workplace.
Okay, good. Give me the scripture.
Okay, so the scripture is in Titus 1:5-9.
Okay, good. So you could continue now on your presentation. Titus 1:5-9. Okay, good.
So with the abolition of corporal punishment in the schools in 2000, discipline was lost and chaos took over. Parents went to school to discipline teachers, giving the children authority over their guardians in the absence of parents during school time. Through the education system, many were not given a better chance at learning for underlying reasons, and so school was not a place to go for learning, and there the gang leaders took over, showing how to make quick money without the need for education. The leadership of young men and children moved from the fathers and mothers to the gang leaders, and this led to a breakdown of discipline from home to society. In Titus 1:5-9, Paul gave a structure for the family and the society. He said to set in order and appoint leaders or elders in every tongue. Elders must be blameless, husband of one wife, children who are believers, who are discreet in behavior, not insubordinate, and the leaders must be above reproach, not self-absorbed, not quick-tempered, not given to drunkenness, not violent, not greedy for money, but instead must be hospitable, lover of good, self-controlled, upright, holy, and disciplined, holding firmly to faithful words as it was taught, so that he could encourage others by sound teaching, and to refute those who would contradict truth. So for the sake of this honorable gain, entire households were undermined, as Paul said, because of the wrong teaching which occurred by the leaders who offered to the young people, especially men, an avenue to have money. So we have some people who are called community leaders, but they're really gang leaders who are taking these young people and leading them down the wrong path. Young men now carried guns instead of books, and instead of looking to be gainfully employed in an 8-to-4 job, they were now employed in killing people and dealing in drugs and controlled turfs. This did not only utilize the men, but the men needed to have a woman at his side, and the girls needed their money to look good and have the latest styles. So they became a part of the gang world. This here showed a rise in quick temper and violence with little self-control, and the power of the gun was heavily relied on to settle matters without much talk. As soon as something happened, instead of talking it over, somebody went home, got a gun, and that was it. You bounced my car this morning. By evening time, you're dead. So what we want to pray for is a reset of order. Elders to be recognized in the community again, because we had the elders, which were the same fathers and the mothers, who would be able to speak to a child in the street and they would listen. Now they are being disrespected. So these same elders who are fathers in the home will take their positions. We also want to pray that parents would see a future for their seed and generations, because they don't even think of it, because some of these young men that are being killed, they have money already put up for their coffins, because they, how they look at it, I am going to be dead anyway, and they have put that in place. Parents will seek to know God and make their children know God. Parents, especially fathers, will guard their homes and children. Men will seek to have one wife and teach their sons loyalty to one woman also. Mothers will teach their daughters self-worth, and that parents will allow children to grow as children. Parents will prepare children for adulthood. And finally, parents will set good standards in the home. So
that's it?
Yes.
Okay. So pray. Pray and
okay.
So lead us all in prayer. And everyone, and as I said, so we will be agreeing in prayer. So if you
give you praise. Go ahead.
No, sorry, I was just telling everyone to right. Pray in the spirit, pray and agree. So we just want to agree. Go ahead, Cheryl.
Hallelujah. God, so we come before you this evening, Father, as we intercede for Trinidad and Tobago, oh God. This is a nation, oh God, that has been home to many, still a home to many, oh God, that we open our doors to people. But we are a land, oh God, living in chaos, oh God. Even Tobago, that was a quiet place, now, oh God, is involved in guns, killing, and everything else, Lord God. So we have no safe haven anymore, oh God. We come before you, Lord, because the adults are supposed to lead, Father God. Yet the children, Lord God, are leading with their guns and their attitude and everything, Father. We cannot control them. We cannot speak to them. So we want to reset, oh God. We want to place the fathers back at the head of the homes. We want to, Lord God, pray a spirit, oh God, where the fathers will return to their homes, where they will seek a safe haven in their home. They will not want to have 3 and 4 homes, Lord God. But, Lord God, we even now as we say that, Father God, we break down the rule of the Muslim community, Lord God, that says that you can have more than one wife. You said one, oh God. And so we're letting the young people know that they can have one because that is how you want it, Lord. And so we are setting that in order that there is one woman for one man, oh God. And that is the nuclear family, oh God. And they will have their children and they will be able to take care of their children. That the monies that the men work for, and even if the woman is working, it will come back to the home, oh God. It will not be spread abroad on the outside, oh God. Mm-hmm. That these men will not go to the casinos and the clubs and wherever, oh God, and spend the money. But the money will come home to make their children get a good education. Make sure that there's food in the house, oh God. Make sure that there's proper clothes. Make sure, Lord God, that there's food, clothing, and shelter in the home, oh God. We are praying, oh God, that these fathers and these mothers, oh God, will go back to the old time, oh God, where they will take their children to church, oh God. Send them to Sunday school. Send them to VBS, oh God. So that, Lord, they will be able to grow up in the fear and admonition of the Lord. Father, we pray, oh God, that mothers, oh God, will keep their girls, oh God, that they are worthy, that they have worth, and that they are not to sell their bodies, oh God, just for a dollar. But Lord, that they will live their young lives, they will grow up, they will educate themselves, oh God, and when somebody look at them, they would look at them not for what is external, but for what is internal, oh God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we pray, oh God, that parents would allow their children to grow as children, that when they are being dressed, oh God, they will be dressed as children, so that men, oh God, will not look at little girls and see them looking at as adults, oh God, to infiltrate and interfere with them, Father God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, I pray that parents, oh God, will teach their children how to grow up into adulthood. They will teach them the things that they need to do, Lord God, like washing, cooking, ironing, how to behave, how to speak, oh God, so that there will be good people in the community representing the family, Father God. I pray, oh God, that the parents will not be double standard, but they will set a standard in their home, oh God, that they, oh God, will be recognized, that they, Lord God, when people look at them, oh God, they will know that this is a good family, oh God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I bring Trinidad and Tobago before you. I bring the leaders before you, oh God. In every community, oh God, someone who, Lord God, is respected to take a stand, oh God, for the best for the community, because if our homes are good and our community is good, then the country will be good, oh God. And Father, oh God, I cover the homes, oh God, with the blood of Jesus, oh God. Father, Lord God, I thank you, oh God, for setting the man at the head of the home, oh God. And I pray, oh God, that he will take his rightful position, not as a domineering man, but as a caring father, a loving father, a skilled father, a father who will bring home, a father who will support, a father who will love, a father who will care, Lord God. Father God, and I pray that the wives, Lord God, even though they work, Lord, they will give the man the love, Lord, and the respect, oh God, that you want us to give, oh God. I pray that we would sit down as a family and have a family altar, oh God, so that, Father God, you will be the head of the home above the man, oh God, and you will direct the standards for the home, Father God. I pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that these things are reestablished, oh God, in Trinidad and Tobago, oh God, and that will lighten up our place once more, oh God, that a light will beam from homes, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I pray against every stumbling block, oh God, for these things to happen, to move out in the name of Jesus, oh God, and Lord God, that your order will be set in their homes and in the communities again, so that Trinidad and Tobago, Lord God, will be a better place in the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you and I give you praise.
Amen. 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 Thank you very much, Cheryl.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you very much for going before the Lord concerning Trinidad. Very good. Very good. The next person would be, it was very well done. In terms of the details and so on. A lot of insight. Thank you very much. Trinidad, St. Lucia. So Simonia isn't here, so Malaika will present and pray on behalf of St. Lucia. Malaika, you're there?
Yes, I'm here.
Good. So Cheryl gave a good example of how we are going to flow for the rest of the evening. So you can follow. You can follow suit.
Okay, well, she just called me, so I was just given points and a scripture.
That's no problem.
Right. So I was able to. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, how do I start? Okay, I start with the points, right?
Mm-hmm. Start with the points.
Okay, the first one I have is marriages. Okay. Speak to three things the evil one has stolen from your people. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The first one is marriages, especially mm-hmm. in the churches. Marriage, mm-hmm. a lot of the marriages are failing.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first one. The second mm-hmm. one is abusive and responsible and irresponsible leaders, especially in the home.
Mm-hmm.
And the third is rebellious young men and women. A lot of them are going into gangs and drugs.
Mm-hmm.
The scripture that I have is 1 Timothy 3, 1 to 16.
Mm-hmm.
And it's what qualifies for a leader or an overseer. The saying is trustworthy. If anyone aspires to the office of overseer, he desires a noble task. Therefore, mm-hmm. an overseer must be above reproach, the husband of one wife, sober-minded, self-controlled, respectable, hospitable, able to teach, not a drunkard, not violent, but gentle, but not quarrelsome, not a lover of money. He must manage his own household well, with all dignity, keeping his children submissive. For if someone does not know how to manage his own household, how will he care for God's church? He must not be a recent convert, or he may become pulled up with conceit and fall into the condemnation of the devil. Moreover, we must be well thought of by outsiders so that he may not fall into disgrace, into the snare of the devil. Deacons likewise must be dignified, not double-tongued, not addicted to much wine, not greedy for honest gain. They must hold the mystery of the faith with clear conscience, and let them also be tested first, then let them serve as deacons if they prove themselves blameless. Their wives likewise must be dignified, not slanderous, but sober-minded, faithful in all things. Let deacons each be the husband of one wife, managing the children and their households well. For those who serve well as deacons gain a good standing for themselves and also great confidence in the faith that is in Jesus Christ. Okay. Yeah. So this is the scripture that was chosen for the 3 points. And basically it will speak about leaders of the home, leaders of the church. And I believe that God wants us, well, the family, he wants strong families, and it all starts by having a good leader in the house to teach the children and to lead the family. So if we have abusive and irresponsible leaders in the home, then it causes extra social problems. I guess this is how the children mm-hmm. becomes rebellious and sometimes marriage fail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're going to just pray. Let me just close my door. Okay, so I'm just going to lift up Saint Lucia and issues that I brought forward.
Mm-hmm.
Heavenly Father, we come before you today, dear God, as we lift up this nation, Saint Lucia. Father, we recognize, dear Lord God, that we have a lot of social ills, dear Father. We have social ills in the nation, and we also have it in the church, dear God. We're supposed to be a role model to the nation and to the community, but it shows that even in the church, the enemy has come and stolen from us. The enemy has come in and stolen our joy. The enemy has come in and stolen our peace. The enemy has come in and stolen our families. But right now, we stand in the gap, dear God, and even at the beginning of this prayer watch, dear Lord God, we stand in the gateway, dear Lord God, and we demand that the enemy, that God, that you restore everything that the enemy has stolen from your people, dear Lord God. Father, we give you glory. We give you praise. We thank you, dear Lord God, because we believe that your peace is ours, your joy is ours, that you died on the cross for us, dear Lord God, so that we may be in covenant, dear Lord God, and we may receive the full blessings of the cross, dear Lord God. So right now, Father, as we lift up our nation, we lift up our children, we lift up our the wives, we lift up the husbands, we lift up the families, dear Lord God, we lift up the leaders, dear Father, every single person we bring before you, dear God, we bring before you the households that are failing, dear God, the household that has irresponsible parents, dear Lord God, abusive parents, dear Lord God. We cry out, dear Father, and we pray that you intervene, dear Lord God, in these homes, dear Lord God. Father, we bring before you children, dear Father, who are hurting, dear Lord God, who are in pain because of abuse, dear Lord God, and because of fathers and mothers who have not taken their responsibility to lead well. We pray, dear Lord God, that you speak to these parents now in the name of Jesus, Father. If they don't know you, dear God, we pray for salvation for them, dear Father. We pray for wisdom, dear Lord God. We pray that they be educated, dear Father, to know how to raise children, to know how to communicate with one another, dear Father. We pray for peace right now in the households in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray, dear Lord God, that you touch every young person, every young man, every young woman, dear God, in the mighty name of Jesus. As your word says, you ask young people and children to honor their parents, dear Lord God. No matter what the situation is, dear Father, we pray, dear Lord God, that our young people would be considerate and would honor their parents, dear Lord God, would honor those who are elder than them, older than them, dear Lord God. Father, we pray, dear Lord God, even for this marriage, even in the church, dear Lord God, that are failing, dear Father. Father, we don't know the cause, but we know that we are fighting the demon, dear Lord God, a demon from hell who does not want the family to prevail, who does not want God's children to be happy. And Father, right now we stand, dear God, and we declare that no more that marriage would fail, dear Father. Those who are going through problems even right now, we pray, dear Father, that you intervene in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we pray that you rescue families, you rescue children, that you speak to wives, that you speak to husbands, even right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, have your way, dear Lord God, in this nation. Have your way right now in families, dear Lord God. Father, we declare that you take St. Lucia in the palm of your hands, dear Lord God, and give us healing, dear God, where persons are hurting, dear Lord God. May they feel a warmth and comfort, dear Lord God, of you, dear Father, where they have no knowledge of what to do, dear Lord God. May you grant them wisdom, dear Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we pray, dear Lord God, that you just intervene, dear Father. You rescue this nation, dear Lord God, from bondage, dear Lord God, and from the wiles of the enemy in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we claim St. Lucia for you in the name of Jesus. We declare that every good thing comes from you, dear Lord God. And Father, you want to give us things that is good, dear Lord God. Father, may we depend on you as a church. May we depend on you as people, dear Lord God. May we depend on you as communities, dear Lord God. May we depend on you as a nation, dear Lord God, and take your rightful place in St. Lucia in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you thanks, dear Lord God, for doing it. In your son's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you very much, Malaika, for carrying St. Lucia before the throne of God in prayer. And yeah, I hope everyone is realizing that although this is just the second nation, we did Trinidad, we're now at St. Lucia, and it's the same issues you're hearing about leadership. And we know it's leadership, it stems from leadership in the home. And even the two scriptures start to identify who is a correct leader, right? So we just want to like pay close attention to see if there are any particular patterns within the Caribbean, so that we know that even as we pray for our nation, it would be by extension praying for the islands of the Caribbean as well, right? Because we are all one. So it's the islands of the Caribbean and not just, you know, these specific islands, but we are all, the word says the islands of the sea shall be appraised, you know, unto the Lord. So that stood out to me, that Malaika basically was saying the same thing that Cheryl said, She's saying the same thing is happening in St. Lucia that happened in Trinidad. All right, so we just want to pay close attention. So the next person would be Kenya from Bahamas. Kenya, you can go ahead.
The three things the enemy has stolen from the Bahamas, I think, is our worship, the family, and the minds of the people. Okay. We as a people has turned away from God's word. We think that church for us is only...
Hey, sorry, Kenya, what's the scripture?
Oh, sorry.
Worship, family,
and the minds.
And the minds, uh-huh. And the scripture.
Isaiah 61 and 7.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so...
Mm-hmm. You could go ahead.
Okay.
You could read the scripture for us first, and then you could go ahead.
All right. The scripture's Isaiah 61 and 7, and it's about recovery, okay? And their glory you shall boast. Instead of your shame, you shall have double honor. Instead mm-hmm. of your confusion, they shall rejoice in their portion. Mm-hmm. Therefore, in their land, they shall possess double. Everlasting joy should be theirs. And that is, okay, from Isaiah 61 and 7. Mm-hmm.
Sorry, you can go ahead. Go ahead, Kenya. Sorry. Okay. I was just saying amen at the scripture. Yeah.
Okay. My first one is worship. We as a people has turned away from God's word. And we think that church on Sunday is for an hour is or two is fulfilling the needs in our lives. We have to get back to having a personal relationship with God, individually and collectively, and as a nation. We have to be our brother's keeper. We are distracted by everything that is important to us. We think that it is more important that we think everything that is happening in the world is more important than God, such as our education, our careers, our friends, our family, forgetting that God said, if we put him first, everything shall be added unto us. We need to get back to the heart of worship where it's all about God. We also have to reach out to the hurting people because people are hurting in every area of their lives in the Bahamas. As a people, we have strayed from God's word and God is not pleased with us. We have failed him as a people. And for the family, the devil has stolen our family. We have so many broken homes where there is only one parent, usually it's the mother, who has to act as a father and the breadwinner for the family. Because she has so many different roles to play, her being a mother is watered down. The children then becomes disoriented, out of order because there is no one in the home to give them direction. As a result, they go outside of the home looking for attention. The boys end up in gangs, smoking, selling drugs because they feel valued when they are loved by persons because they're looking for that attention. Okay, by the people who are doing the same things. On the other hand, we have young girls having sex with older men, thinking that it is love because they never had a father figure in the home. So they're looking to the older man for love and God. In their homes, thinking that this is love because they never had a father in the home or a father figure in their life to show them what fatherly love is all about. God has put in place a family structure. So when we stray away from the structure God has put in place, we have a chain reaction or a domino effect, hence the destruction of the family. The devil has stolen the minds of the people in the Bahamas. When I look around the island, I see the amount of persons who has lost their minds in terms of just walking the streets, talking to themselves. I am shocked and appalled. We have the young, the middle age, and the old alike. The pressure of life has taken over their minds. They have no zeal for life. They are alive, but they are not living. They're just waiting. It's almost like they're just waiting for death to take them away. We have more people on the street begging. Some are in diehard needs. Others are just a bad habit for them. We have men and women in the bars from sunrise to sunset. People sleeping on the street where people are. We have people walking on the streets, just going out of their minds. If you look on any given day, we have like, you can find 3, 4, 5, 6 persons on the same street, just walking up and down, speaking to themselves. Just, they have no care for life. They're just walking and talking to themselves like zombies. Has certainly taken over the minds of the people in our Bahama land. So the word that came to me on this is recovery. So we want to pray for the minds of the people. I want to pray for our worship and for the family structure, because the family has been torn down. And you know, certain knows once he gets the family, he gets the whole island. So I would really like for us to pray on that. Hello?
Sorry, I am on mute. Sorry, but I was saying, go ahead and pray, because you have like 3 minutes. Okay. So you could just lead out in prayer and we would agree with you. Sorry, I was on mute.
Father God, as we come before you this afternoon, Father God, we thank you for life. We thank you for health. We thank you for strength. Father God, I bring our Bahama land to you, Father God. Father God, we are celebrating 47 years tomorrow, Father God. And Father God, you have lived in this land from inception. Father God, you see what is going on. And we as a people has turned from your word, Father God. Father God, I ask that you bring us back to you, Father God. Bring us back to a heart of worship, Lord, where it's all about you, Father God. Father God, we know that you live here, Father God, and it's so sad because, Father, we have a freedom of worship, Father God. We don't have to go. We don't have to hide. You are always there, Father God. You are always here. So, Father God, there's no excuse for us, Father God. Father God, I ask, Father God, interceding on behalf of our nation, Father God, that, Father God, that you forgive us, Lord. You forgive us for all the things that we have done, Father God, knowingly and unknowingly. Father God, I thank you for turning the hearts of the people back to you, Father God. Father God, then we look at the people who are on the streets, Father God, the people who has no zeal for life, Lord. Father God, like the devil has taken over their minds, Lord. Father God, I ask that you just bless them, Father God. Father God, take the scales from their eyes, Father God. Give them the seal of life, Father God. Father God, and then we bring the family to you, Father God. We bring the leaders of our country also, Father God. We bring our family to you, Father God. Father God, there's no fathers in this home, Father God. No fathers in our home, Father God. Father God, I ask that you speak to the hearts of the men in our country, Lord. Speak to the hearts of the men, Father God, because, Father God, you put them as leaders in our country, Father God. You put them to lead the way, Father God. They have fallen off, Lord. Father God, and then we have the children, the young ladies, and the men, Father God, who has strayed because they don't have fathers in the home and the family structure has been broken down, Lord. So, Father God, I ask for you to intervene, Lord. Intervene in our Bahama land, Father God. Father God, if ever a time we need you is now, Lord. Father God, this is a time, Father God. Father God, please intervene on our behalf, Father God. Bring us back together as a people. Give us a heart of worship, Father God. Build up the family structure, Father God. Father God, clean the minds, Father God. Wipe the scales from the eyes of the people, Father God, that they will come back to you. These are my prayers in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thanks, Kenya, for...
Ashley, you're mute.
Oh, sorry. And I was there talking. I was saying thank you. Thank you for carrying Bahamas before the Lord in prayer, for highlighting the areas in Bahamas. And just, as you said rightly, using the scripture to just recover, especially as it relates to the young men. I think you said they were walking around like zombies, like if they were just, you know, waiting on death. So, Lord, we ask that you would do what only you could do in Bahamas, oh God, that, you know, even as they have just passed through a season, you know, which just sought to scatter, Lord, that you would gather them from every which way in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we declare life over Bahamas. We declare life over Bahamas. We declare life over Bahamas in the name of Jesus. Father, even as I said to Ezekiel, can these dry bones live? And he said, Father, only you know, and you told him to prophesy. And even though we prophesy to Bahamas in the name of Jesus, we prophesy life. We prophesy life. We prophesy life in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we give you thanks and we give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Dominica, amen. You're up next. That would be Pamela. So give us the 3 points, and from giving us the 3 points, give us the scripture, and then go straight into to prayer.
Okay, so the devil has stolen our youth, he has stolen our men, and he has also stolen our waters, our rivers. So the youth has been brought into slavery and addiction to alcohol.
Could you give us the scripture first?
Yeah, the scriptures that I've looked at is Joel chapter 2.
Mm-hmm. Read it first as well. Joel 2, which verse?
Verse 12 first.
Verse 12 to 16?
No, verse 12, verse 16. I'm reading the different verses. I don't want to read the whole chapter.
Well, you read, okay. So you are, let me understand. So you gave these 3 points. How many scriptures do you have?
Two. But I have different verses in Joel chapter 2. I'm not going to read the entire chapter.
So
I will tell you what I'm doing. So okay, the first verse I'm looking at is
So before you start, because I just want to make a note. So give us the scriptures first, and then you can
Joel
read
chapter
and go
2,
through.
Verse 12, that's mm-hmm. for recovery. 16, mm-hmm. 21, mm-hmm. 25, and 28.
All right, good. So you can go ahead now.
And then the confirmation is in Acts chapter 2, 17 to 18.
Acts 2, 17 to 8. Okay, good. Good. So you can go ahead.
Okay, so what do you want me to do now? Tell you the problems first?
So go through now. I just needed you to list the three issues. Give us the scripture. You need to now read the scripture. And from reading the scripture, you can go through your explanation. And from explaining, begin to pray because you have 10 minutes.
Okay.
Good.
So in Joel chapter 2, verse 12, it says, therefore now, also now, save the Lord. Turn ye even to me with all your heart, and with fasting, and with weeping, and with mourning. And verse 16 says, gather the people, sanctify the congregation, assemble the elders, gather the children, and those that suck the breast. So we see the whole family should be included in turning to God. Verse 21 says, Fear not, O land. Be glad and rejoice, for the Lord will do great things. So he's given us hope. In verse 25, it says, and I will restore to you the years that the locusts have eaten, the canker worm and the caterpillar and the palmer worm, my great army, which I sent among you. And verse 28 says, and it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. And in Acts chapter 2, verses 17 and 18, it's telling us the same thing. When Peter was talking to the people on the day of Pentecost, he said that the Holy Spirit had been poured out. And in verse 17, he says again, and it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens, I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. So we were saying there that the young men in Dominica, these are the ones that are being killed. From time to time, you hear of young men dying in accidents, car accidents, motorbike accidents, some by drowning. So the devil has been stealing our youth. Also, they have been sold to addiction to alcohol. The government gives very easily licenses to sell alcohol. So at different spots, and very, like, for example, in the village of Maho, on one street, you can find about 10 or 11 bars. And there you see congregations of young men and young women just drinking, smoking weed, and so on. They have been stolen to illicit drugs. Some of them are hooked on cocaine and marijuana. Now there's pornography. That's another thing, area. So we have some children, young girls of school age, making pornographic videos, and that's been circulated all about. So the other thing is the false religions. We have the Muslim people coming now, and there are about 3 mosques on the island, and they're trying to rope in our young men and women into that religion. For the men, they have abandoned their responsibilities. They no longer act as priests and kings in their homes. The task usually falls on the wives. And then for the drying up of the rivers, this has been due to indiscriminate cutting of trees near riverbeds and in the forest. So I'm going to pray that God would give wisdom so that the people involved, when they cut, will do replanting. Dominica is known for its 365 rivers, but we have seen a lot of them drying up. But during the rainy season, they all come alive again. So I'm going to pray that God would do as he says in his word and bring back the young people. He would pour out his spirit upon them, and that the men would take up their rightful place in the home, and that wisdom would be given to those in authority who allow people to just cut down trees and so that we can do some replanting. So I'm going to pray now. Our Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and we give you praise. We know, we have proven that you are a mighty God, that you are a faithful Father, that you are God who has given hope and who restores. So today, Father, I come before you on behalf of the island of Dominica. Father, as I come, I want to bind every strong man that has been set up over each and every village and town in this island of Dominica. We ask, dear God, that your Holy Spirit would send holy angels, oh God, to just do some warfare right now on behalf of these villages and towns, dear God. Bind up the strong men, Father, and release your ministering angels over these cities and towns, O God. Father, upon the homes, there are also strong men on assignment. And tonight, O God, in the name of Jesus and the authority of your word, we bind the strong men over each and every household in the island of Dominica. From village to village, Lord, from town to city, Father, we bind the strong men. And we ask that you release your holy angels, O God, to be over there. Dear Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you thanks and praise on behalf of our young people. Lord, we claim them back for you in Jesus' name. We just bind the spirits of alcoholism and illicit sex and pornography, O God, and disrespect, O God. And Father, in the name of Jesus, the spirit of death that has been plaguing our young men, we put it to naught in the name of Jesus. We destroy the plans of the enemy for our youth in the name of Jesus. Father in heaven, we thank you that you have given us authority, and we take that authority in the name of Jesus. Dear God, we pray for the men of this island of Dominica. In so many homes, O God, we see that they have abandoned their posts. But your words have said that the heart of the king is in the hand of the Lord. And so, Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray that by the power of your Holy Spirit, you would speak to the men, especially men of the church, O God, that they would once again begin to take up their rightful places and to lead their families well, to lead their families in devotion, O God, that they would not exasperate their children, O God. They would be loving to their wives, O God. Father, we pray that in Jesus' name, the roles that they are supposed to take up would be taken up as you convict them of sin and of righteousness, O God. Father, we pray that in the name of Jesus, you would open up their hearts to obey your word. Yes, Lord, because your word says that we should be doers of the word and not hearers only. So we give you thanks and we give you praise, O God, for doing it. We pray, dear Father, for the people in the forestry department, dear God. We pray, dear Lord God, that in Jesus' name, you would give them wisdom, O God, that when people apply or just start cutting down without application, that they would intervene and stop them, O God. And their Father, especially along the riverbeds, that, O God, they would stop them, Father, in the name of Jesus. And that, O God, when trees are being cut down, that they would instruct people to replant. Lord God, we give you thanks and we give you praise because you are God of restoration. You are God who restores. You are God who changes things around. So we just give you thanks and praise, dear God, that you are going to save our youth. You are going to fill them with your spirit, that you are going to turn the hearts of the fathers to their children and children to their fathers, that the men are going to take up their rightful places in their home, and that, oh God, our rivers would not dry up. And we give you thanks and praise in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pamela. Again, another connection. We heard Pamela mention the Muslims coming in to Dominica to recruit the young men. That's the same thing that Trinidad, that's the same thing Cheryl mentioned. Pamela talked about how many rum shops you have in Dominica, and then something very different about the deforestation and how it's affecting the rivers. And we know that Dominica is known for its many rivers, and deforestation at the end of the day is not a good thing because it erodes the soil. You know, if the river's drying up, that's not a good thing either in terms of the supply of water, etc. So that's very interesting. Just hold one moment for me, please. Hold one moment. Sorry about that. As I was saying, right, so the deforestation, that is something really unique. That's all I could say. That's something real unique to Dominica, yet it is very important. So we can't, the others, we may not be able to, you know, to speak to that specifically, but it was good that Pamela was able to still highlight it, because at the end of the day, it boils right back down to the resources within the nation. So just hold again for me, please. Sorry about that. That was another call coming through. Right. So, Pamela, thanks again. Thanks again for that information. That was good. That was good. And again, you know, the point about the deforestation. So it just goes to show that it's more than just look. It's, you know, just being vigilant, just being able to see and to point out, you know, every area. So, yes, we know about the youth, we know about fathers, etc., you know, but just even like thinking outside of the box, because that's thinking outside of the box, because you're actually looking at the natural resources of the land. And that was really good. So thanks again, Pamela, for carrying Dominica before the Lord in prayer. The next person is Venezuela. I'm still not seeing Brandon Lee on. So what I would do, once Ramona, well, actually, Ramona, you can go ahead. So when Ramona is through, Brenda Lee, you're here. I want you to pray for, what I would do, I would read out what Anguilla sent, Georgia, and I just want you to pray for them. That's okay?
You're asking me to pray for
Anguilla.
Okay, ma'am.
Right. So after Venezuela and Ramona, I would then read out what Georgia sent for Anguilla, but then I will let you to pray. Because I'm not seeing Brandon Lee on, so I will let you to pray. So Ramona, over to you. Give us your 3 points. Give us the scripture, and then you can take it over from there in terms of explaining and then praying. You have 10 minutes. You can go ahead.
Not before you go on, Ashley. I will have to ask you to put me up earlier, Barbados, because I have to go into my chapter.
That's not a problem. You can actually, you can go into your chapter. You can go into your chapter, no problem. Because right now, it's Venezuela and Anguilla. So you can go ahead. Don't worry.
Okay.
You had something prepared. You had your stuff prepared.
Yeah, I had it. I had it, a scripture.
Fran gone. I think Fran dropped out already.
No, I'm still here. I'm still here.
You have your stuff ready.
I had my scripture reading, and it was on the nation, speaking about the pastors and how.
Okay. One moment, Fran. One moment, Fran.
Mm-hmm.
Ramona, is it okay? Could Fran just present for Barbados right now so that she can leave for her chapter meeting? That's okay, Ramona? I think Ramona's stuck. Oh.
No problem.
Okay, thanks. Fran,
okay, thank you.
Present on behalf of Barbados.
Right, and on Barbados, I was looking at the pastures and see how the land, how
we can hear you.
Yes, I mean, yeah, I can hear you, but I had something on the system, and it just dropped out. Mm-hmm. Or okay, it was and on how the land, how we looking to restore our land again and. Bring back okay. What has been.
All right. One second, Fran. Let me just give you this. What we're doing. So you have to give me the 3 points.
Yeah.
And then give me the scripture. And then begin to explain and pray. You have 10 minutes to do it in.
Okay. Ashley?
Mm-hmm.
Ashley, I just dropped out of my system.
Uh huh.
So with what I have here, so just let you go ahead. I gotta pick it up again.
You're breaking up. You're breaking up. You could, well, don't worry then. You can go ahead. Go on to your call then.
Okay.
All right, good. Ramona, you can go ahead.
Okay. I have more than three, but mm-hmm. what I know is I'm talking about deployment.
You're talking about
deployment. Deploy.
Deployment.
Deployment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that is the movement of troops or equipment to a place or position, meaning spread mm-hmm. out.
Mm-hmm.
To express things out, to scatter things out.
Mm-hmm.
That's the deployment of mm-hmm. families
uh-huh.
due to the economic situation and also the military situation in Venezuela. Mm-hmm. So many families have chosen to leave Venezuela and they are all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
So we see children by themselves, we see mothers by themselves, we see fathers by themselves with the kids. So we have a whole confusion. So it's the deployment of, then we have the deployment of souls. So we have, because of addictions, prostitution, pornography, witchcraft, idol worship, we have a serious problem with the Church of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
We have many people have left the Church, and we see that the body of Christ is not playing the role. But we don't see the difference between the Church and the world.
Mm-hmm.
So everything is like the same. The same Christian is stealing the same because they are surviving. The thing is, they have to survive. So because they have to survive, they don't, even though they were born again Christians and they were saved and sanctified, mm-hmm. it's no longer seen anymore in the Church in Venezuela. I'm talking about in communities, is something that is rampant now.
Mm-hmm.
Then in the Church, as we see the pastors or the shepherds are not really taking care of the flock. So the flock feel that they are by themselves, they don't have guidance. Because I guess because of the situation that we are living in, it's really hard right now for anybody to care. I'm talking about care for others, care for the lost, care for the children, care. There is not that love. We are talking about, as the Bible says, the heart of man will wax cold. And this is what's going on. Venezuela is one of those nations that are really experiencing that now, where nobody cares but by them for themselves, and they want to survive, and they don't care what happens. As long as they could eat, they don't care about anybody else. So this is what is being experienced now. One of the scriptures that I was talking about is Joshua 1:9. And this is to encourage us, the Christians, because even though I'm Venezuelan, but I'm Trinidad, I have been linking up and I have been connected with families and all that in Venezuela. So have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. So this is one of the things that that I had. And the other thing was because the church had been deployed, all authority has been given to me. That's what Jesus said. In heaven, this is the next scripture, and it's Matthew 28:18-20. All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. We ask, where is the church? Well, the church is being deployed. The church is scattered. The church is out. Out is not in the building anymore. The church is out of the building, and the church is doing the work of God. Out. I'm talking about we, the body of Christ, those faithful ones, we are working for the Lord and doing the work of God on earth, in the nations. We are talking about Venezuela, and we have been doing it in Venezuela. So people is sent into the world to be church. We are learning to do that in completely new ways. And this is what happened right now. We are doing it in completely new ways. We are caring for one another, seeking to be in relationship despite of the mandate of distance. In Venezuela, it's a lot of people infected with the virus, a lot of people are dying, a lot of people. So there is distance, but in spite of the distance that the government have instituted, the church in Venezuela, I'm talking about those faithful ones, have come alive in Venezuela. Despite of not being able to be in the building, they are out there, they are using the platforms available to them. They are using all the medias that they can to reach out, to pray with one another, to pray with families, to pray for the sick, to pray for those who are going crazy with the depression and discouragement. And through that move and that new way of living that we have right now, many have been saved through social media, through the platform that is available in the nation. We, the church, are at work evangelizing, praying for neighbors, feeding the hungry, and so forth. So things are happening regardless of what we hear and regardless of what we see. We see many have decided to align themselves to work like an army and reach out, be the hands of God, be the mouth of God. And we have seen change, and we have seen people save, and we have seen people who have hope. So I cannot speak all for everyone, but I can speak for the groups that I lead there and the willing women that are there. They are working, they are doing, and they are evangelizing, and they are positioning themselves in the deployment or the way it's being scheduled. Everywhere they are doing, and I thank God for coming.
Okay. Sorry, continue.
It's okay. All right. So things happening. She's been, a lot of people been saved.
Okay. Well, you still have to pray. So you still have like 2 minutes or so to pray.
Yes, I
pray.
Thank
you. Well, okay, huh?
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy. Thank you for your help, Holy Spirit of God. Thank you, glorious God, because you are there in the midst of trials and tribulations, in the midst of what's going on there in the nations, Father. You have chosen those wailing women that are there, and all those that they are not wailing women, but they have decided to join with wailing women, and they are reaching out to the children, reaching out to the families, and reaching out to the discouraged people and those who are depressed. We thank you, Father God, because you say that you will not leave us or forsake us. You say you will be with us always, and I see that happening, Father, in that nation and in every nation, Father. We just have to look at the good, my God, Father. We know, Father, you are moving and you are doing. There is nothing impossible for you, and we continue to believe, and we continue to declare and decree, Father God, that your will is done and your kingdom is established in Venezuela and all the other nations in the Caribbean and the world at large. We believe and we believe and we believe and we speak the word and we send it forth in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thanks, Ramona. So even as Ramona again reiterated the point about the family in Venezuela, and she was talking about deployment and how, although this is the situation that the church is still, you know, organizing wailing women. You did say wailing women specific, correct, Ramona? That they're helping out. Yeah. So that's a good report. And if we even liken it back to chapter 5, when Ramona spoke and Ramona explained how one of the issues was that the fathers would leave the nation and go in search of work. And then the ones that were left were abusive. So everything was still on the mothers to do, and how the mothers then felt overwhelmed. So again, it's the family, the situations surrounding the family unit again within Venezuela. But Ramona said that the church and many women are basically like sending out troops, so like deploying people to help. So that's a very good report. Thank you for that, Ramona. Thanks for that information, and thank you for carrying Venezuela before the Lord in prayer. From here, we want to go on to Anguilla. I think Brandon Lee is in now, but I had asked Brandon Lee to pray. So what I would do, I would just read.
He can go pray. He can let him pray.
Okay. Brandon Lee is a real mummy. Brandon, you there? Brandon, you're still there? I saw him just come back. Yes. Brandon, you're on mute. All right, good. So, okay, let me explain what we were doing. I'm not too sure how, because I know you were in and out. So, yes. The assignment for this, were you in on Tuesday?
I was in for the latter part of Tuesday, not the entirety of Tuesday.
Okay, well, you heard about the assignment. So the assignment was that we were supposed to indicate like three things that the enemy would have stolen from our nation, and then bring a scripture to recover. So I wanted you to pray for Anguilla, because Anguilla couldn't make it this evening, but Georgia sent me the information. So I would read it and then just pray as the Spirit leads, right? Because we still want to cover them as well. So she has here three things that the enemy has stolen from our own people: health, peace, and finances. This is Anguilla.
Anguilla?
Yeah, Anguilla. So she's saying health, the health, whether it's the people or the land, peace and finances. So the scriptures to recover these three things. The first one is Jeremiah 17:14. It says, "Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved." Jeremiah 17:1-7, mm-hmm. verse 14.
Okay.
Right? And then John 16:33. Right? And even as we, let me just read it first. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good courage. I have overcome the world. So I just want you to pray for Anguilla. But before you even do that, I saw Olivia on the call. So Olivia, just prepare yourself. I want you to just indicate like three areas in Barbados the enemy has sought to steal. And just give me a scripture for recovering and pray for Barbados. Right? I want you to do that for us. You're still on, right, Olivia? You on mute. She's still on mute. She probably stepped away. Well, if she isn't, if she stepped away, then I could always do it. But right. So Brandon Lee, so that's it. So it's health, peace, and finances for Anguilla. And the two scriptures, Jeremiah 17:14 and John 16:33. So if you want, you can actually read the scriptures out yourself and then begin to pray.
Mm-hmm.
Now you got like all 5 minutes. No problem. Thanks.
5 minutes. Just now, fine. Looking for the scriptures, all right?
No problem.
17.
No problem.
14. Give me a couple minutes. John 16, what?
John 16, verse 33.
That's 1 John 16.
It's first John. That's what she said. What's what she had? Let me see.
John doesn't have 33.
Oh, so it's probably like, I'm not seeing first. She just has John 16:33. So you can check and see if it's the first John.
It wouldn't be first John. First John doesn't have 16.
It wouldn't be first John.
So it's John?
Okay. Yeah. So it's John, yeah.
John 16.
Okay, so I'm here, but it only has, it doesn't have 33 verses.
Which one, which John are you looking at? Sorry. Let me, I should look too.
Just John 16.
So let me tell you. These things I have spoken that he might have peace. Let me search for that.
Okay, the New Living Translation doesn't have 33 verses, but King James Version has 33. Quite interesting.
Huh?
Right, so I found it.
John 16:33. That's what I'm seeing here when I search.
Yeah, King James Version, the New Living Translation. I'm using an online Bible, so I'm just trying out.
Oh. That's the Gospel of John.
Oh, that's strange. All right, so you can go ahead.
Sorry. All right, so I'd read Jeremiah 17, verse 14 first.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
It says, "Hear me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for thou art my praise." And John 16:33 says, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world."
Amen.
So I'll go ahead and pray.
Mm-hmm. Pray for Anguilla and the three areas again. Finances. Sorry?
Health, peace, and finances.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Just Let me get a second to mute everything. I literally have just got up. You'll please do excuse me. Right.
Good.
So I'll go ahead and start.
Mm-hmm.
Health, peace, and finances.
Mm-hmm.
Heavenly Father, dear God, as we come before you this evening, we want to give you thanks and praise for life to see this Tuesday, to meet again, Lord. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to come before your throne of grace, Father. Ask for forgiveness, Lord. Mostly and firstly, we ask forgiveness. Well, thank you again for everything that you've given to us, Lord. This evening, we'd like to raise Anguilla before you, Lord. Lord, you want to raise Anguilla, issue of health in the nation, Lord. We ask for healing on every level, Lord, on a physical level, on a mental level, on a spiritual level, Lord. We want to heal the souls of the people of Anguilla this evening, Lord. Lord, we want to lift up the children, the adults, and those in between, Lord. You said the children are the future, Lord. That's why we raise them up first, Lord. We want to raise up your future, Lord, to make sure there's a healthy future, Lord, a holistic, healthy future, Heavenly Father, of God. And we ask for the elders to stay with them as well, Lord, to lead them in to your kingdom. Lord, we want to lift them up. And we ask for your Holy Spirit for its peace. It's never-ending peace before you, Lord. We pray that whatever spirit of confusion, whatever spirit of war, whatever spirit of disorder, you bring it under subjection of your Holy Spirit right now. In the name of Jesus, we pray that peace be the order of the day in Anguilla, Heavenly Father, dear Lord. Lord, have them in peace. We pray for the finances also of Anguilla. We pray that the economy of the people is restored according to your will. We pray that they be able to sustain themselves in a manner that brings peace and health unto them, Lord.
Amen.
And thank you in advance for your grace.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to thank you for fulfilling your promise unto us.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you very much, Brandon Lee, for doing it so last minute. For helping to pray for Anguilla so last minute. I'd like to include you, since you're the only male on the call. I'd like to include you in what we're doing. Thanks for that. Thank you for that.
Was that affected?
Hi, Judy. We can hear you.
Sorry.
No problem. Okay, good. So the last one would be Barbados. So I would just cover Barbados. Since Fran wasn't able to. So I just pulled like three issues that we have in Barbados. Fatherlessness. We have issues with the youth. And then issues as it relates to our men. And when I say issues, I mean men dying, young people being killed. Fatherlessness in the home. And the scripture that came to me was the scripture that speaks is Malachi 4:6. It says, and he will turn the hearts of the fathers to their children and the hearts of the children to their fathers. Otherwise, I will come and strike the land with a curse. So that's Malachi 4:6. And the 3 points, fatherlessness, which basically come about from the issue of men, you know, violence and murder again, taking out our men, taking out our young people. So, Father, even as you have promised in, well, Lord, even as your word says, you know, that you will restore the hearts of the fathers to the children and the hearts of the children to their fathers. Father, this is our prayer, oh God, that a curse will not be released on our land. Father, that you would deal by fire with everything in our foundation, oh God, that is seeking to destroy our men, you know, everything that is seeking, oh God, to destroy the family unit, everything that's seeking to destroy our children, the heritage you've given to us, is the blessing, oh God, that you have released to us. Father, we call upon your fire from heaven to utterly destroy every blood-seeking spirit, you know, that is walking through this nation, demanding the lives of our men and our children. Oh God, we call upon your fire from heaven to utterly destroy. Father, we ask that you, even as your word says, that you would pass through the land and every tree that has not been planted, but you said you would remove it from its root. Father, we ask that you would pass through Barbados and every planting that is not of you. You know, every planting, oh God, that is spitting curses against the men and the children and our youth, our young people. You know, every plan of the enemy concerning them, Daddy, that you would remove it from its root in the name of Jesus. Father, that you would bring it to an end now in the name of Jesus. Father, we declare life over our men and life over our young people in the name of Jesus. Father, we declare, oh God, that our children, oh God, shall walk in purpose and fulfill destiny. We declare that our men shall take their rightful place, Father, even as you have revealed, you know, because we are not ignorant to the devices of the enemy, Father, that it is the family unit that everything is built upon, and the man is the head of the household. The man is the head of the regardless of what others say, that the man is the head. Father, Lord, that we acknowledge, Father, even as your word shows us that, you know, there is a, you said you've already given the pattern for family in your word. Father, may it be so in Barbados and every other pattern that does not line up with your pattern for family, Lord, we ask that you would remove. Father, that no longer, you know, will single parenting be the norm, you know, that is acceptable, you know, that it's okay. No longer will that be the case, Father, but that we would desire wholeness, that we would desire it, you know, that we would desire it. You know, so many of us, you know, it is what we have come, that's what we've come up in, you know, it is what we know, Father, Lord, but that no longer will it be the norm for us, but that we would desire more for our children, oh God, that our generations coming forward, Lord, that they will not have to struggle with the things that we struggle with. You said the fathers eat sour grapes and so the children, no longer will it be said that the fathers eat sour grapes and the children's teeth be set on edge. Father, we cut off every curse, you know, every foundational and generational curse, we cut off in the mighty name of Jesus. And we declare that you are sovereign, you are Lord and King over our nation, Barbados, Father, and that alignment must come in the name of Jesus. And so we declare life over our men, we declare life over our children, over the youth, we declare life over the family unit in Barbados and the islands of the Caribbean by extension, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father, we give you thanks and we give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Everyone, I want to say thank you again for the way that you participated, how everyone really went about and went back and did their research and brought three matters, you know, three issues that the enemy has sought to steal, and then bring the word of God, which is life, to declare life over these three issues, that they will be recovered in the name of Jesus. So I just want to thank you for your diligence and for your obedience. And Lord, you know, even as we have agreed, you said, when two or three gather, you know, in your name, that's what you said. When two are there, more than two or three of us, and we have gathered in your name, Lord. So we know that you are in the midst, and so you will respond to every prayer that has been offered. And for that, we are grateful. We give you thanks and we give you praise in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. So we have like 5 minutes or so. Does anyone have any questions before I ask Judy? You're still there? You came in just in time. Judy, you're still there? Oh my, Judy isn't there. Does anyone have any questions?
Yeah.
I'm still here, Ashley.
You're still there, Judy? I want you to pray and close us off, but just let me find out about questions first, and then we will pray and close. Thanks. Okay. Good. Good. Ramona?
Yes, I just wanted to find out. Okay, mm-hmm. We are the watchers. Mm-hmm. Okay. But then you say gatekeepers. Mm-hmm. So what is the difference with the watchers?
Let me see if I can distinguish it. So you are a watcher. You are a watcher in your nation. Yes. So you are a watcher. So for me, the understanding is that you are a watcher in general on the whole. So you are watching everything that's going on in the nation. You know everything that's going on in the government, everything going on in the economy, everything in the because you are a watcher. Right? So you're just keeping your eye on everything so that you'll be able to carry it back to the Lord. Gatekeepers, to me, basically speak specifically to gates. So you're still a watcher, right? But you are, it's like watching the gates. So you know that we have gates in the land. We have gates in the sea. And we have gates in the sky. So it's just like different, or like, for instance, like ports, like different ports. So you may have, like for instance, so we have someone here that works at the airport. So the airport is a gate, right? And so when things are happening or whatever, we obviously know then what happens because we got a gatekeeper. And Olivia was trying to get Olivia, but Olivia, like she isn't at the computer. But that for me, if I break it down in simple terms, that's it for me. A gatekeeper. So there are different gates in the nation. So you're watching these. Sorry?
You are a watcher of everything, but you
we are watchers.
Mm-hmm. You also have to ensure that the gates are watched.
As well. Let me see. I will have to get my book and search. Let me see. Just give me a quick second.
What you gave us yesterday, military installations, the lecture.
Sorry? No, did I hear you?
Yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Tuesday.
I am listening. You said what I gave on Tuesday.
The gates of the nations. It was the throne, military installations, the legislature, the judiciary part.
You got different, right, because you have the even gates in, true. So you even have gates like education. That's a gate as well, too. So we have teachers. So in like general terms, you have like the air, the sea, the land. So then you have like the gates of education. So obviously, if you have teachers in your... on your team, they will be like gatekeepers because then they know what's going on. They basically know what's going on in education as it relates. Like for instance, we had this situation where there was something on the curriculum. I can't remember. You call it health and something or the other. And basically, longer
health and family life.
Health and family life. And the long and short, it was like sex and all sorts of things they were teaching the children. And then, so like really, sons and daughters. So we had, one of the really sons and daughters had mentioned it to his mother. And I think like that's, I can't even remember how we found out about it. But like that is another gate. So obviously you would pray and close that off. So yes, so sea, land, air. So like that would be like one of them on the land. So you have different gates. So you could be, but at the end of the day, we are all watchers. Right? But you may be a particular gatekeeper. So you may gate economy or something like that. I'm sorry that Olivia, I'm sorry that I am not hearing Olivia. I don't know what's happened. Because Olivia did a her teaching was specific to watchmen and gatekeepers. Oh. Right. So I hope that would have helped.
Okay, but it's good. Thank you.
Okay. This is Janine asking about the book I was reading from, Words from the Father's Heart.
Yes, you cited like 2 pages in the last session, but I couldn't see it clearly on your presentation. Can I possibly get that email to me so I can read it myself?
You would have to send me a... You have my number? Let me put my number in the chat. I'll put my number in the chat so it's easier. Right. If you can WhatsApp, that's way easier. And you will get it faster. So let me just put my number in the chat. 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 2...
Ashley, Olivia said she's here, but she's having connection problems.
Oh, I am here, but getting some trouble. Olivia, sign out, cut the call, and call back in.
Ashley, we still didn't get the thing that you sent.
Sorry?
We did not get the downloads that you sent.
So it still didn't come through. I don't know then. But let me see.
It did not come through because I logged on onto my computer and I still did not get it.
And it's still in, okay, I don't know. Because from my end, all went. Cheryl, you got all? And Cheryl said she got all of them. So I don't know. What you can also do, speak to your national coordinators. Because they would have been emailed to them.
Ashley would have sent it to me too?
Yeah, all of the national coordinators would have received them. But you see, what I will do, I would ask Marcia again.
Yeah, because what happened, I had to change my email just last night because I wasn't able to put the flag on it. And so I have a new email. So if you would have sent it, well, that was just last time, but I pulled everything from that old one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because what happened, I think when I open it,
they usually put there to guard a building, an empty building, especially at night, to prevent the guys from going to steal or do anything that they're not supposed to do. When it comes to a gate, I mean, this is like a specific area now. So the watchers watch over everything in the realm of the spirit. So you're watching everything that happens in your nations. And then the gatekeeper now, they monitor the gates. So their specific task is to monitor the gates. So you have like the airport, the seaport, different areas in like how we are doing the mountains, like different areas in those economy, education, mm-hmm. Yeah, the spheres of influence. So you, if you are placed in that area, then you're able to man the gate there. So you could either allow or disallow what comes in, the flow of what the traffic that comes in. So that's the difference. So for as spiritual watchmen, for us, it is our job to watch everything that goes on in our nation, in the nation, in the region, and even in the world, and just to position ourselves so the Lord can speak to us. So if, like, what's happening in Guyana, what is God saying to us concerning that? He can give us a dream about it. He can give us visions about it. He can give us a word about it. So and show us how to pray concerning that. But then somebody might be wanting to come into our nation, and we have persons in the airport that he can show them, and then we have insight as to how to pray, you know. So like there are certain things that you would hear certain people in the airport praying, and they're doing particular things, and so God has his people strategically placed that they're able to see what is going on and inform the others. And so we are able to pray. Because when the watchman look and he see what is going on, he then informs the king. So he puts the king in a position now that he knows what to do. Prepare the troops, prepare the people, and so on and so forth. So the watchmen watch over everything. We are supposed to keep our ears to the ground to see and monitor everything. The gatekeeper, they monitor the gates.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Good.
You're welcome.
Good, good, good. So that's simplifying it there.
Yeah.
So even as Olivia would have just mentioned about the situation with Guyana, And I can't even remember when. I was thinking it was just before the elections. I remember we would have been in our separate chapter meetings. And, you know, we would just, because I have family, a lot of my family in Guyana. My mom is from Guyana. So there's a whole half of the family in Guyana. And then I have like a goddaughter there. I have friends there. So, you know, it was just like, yeah, the election's coming up. You know, you should pray. So we were just praying. And I remember I was praying. And all I was hearing is break the siege off of Guyana. And the Lord gave me Psalm 46:10, which says that, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. And like, that's why I would like pray. You would pray for Guyana. You know, you don't even know why you're praying it, but you're praying it. And then you start to hear all of these situations. Now, this is up to now. A president hasn't been declared. So it's like only now, obviously, I realize why the Lord was saying, break the siege off of Guyana. Break every siege off of Guyana. So like, that's an example. Of it there. And it's not even that, you know, I went in saying, I can do this. But the mere fact that that is what we do normally, you know, and you position yourself, that the Lord will even come and tell you, it's not even about Barbados, but it's about Guyana. Guyana in the Caribbean, yes, but it's not, we there meeting, you know, as it relates to Barbados matters. And let me pray for Guyana, you know. Guyana in the Caribbean, and this, and the Lord spoke clear to say, break every siege off of Guyana. So that is it. Hi.
If I may add to what you're saying, I remember even leading up to Guyana's election, I remember during my worship time, I would connect with William McDonald, and the song, he kept giving his testimony, and one of the testimonies that he gave was when he went to Guyana and he had the opportunity to meet the president. And in talking to the president, he didn't have a prophetic word, but he had invited the president to come to a worship session. And in the midst of that worship session, the prime minister or the president, he actually gave over Guyana to the Lord. And every day I go to worship, that kept coming. And so I was able to use that then to pray, to keep asking God for a righteous rule in Guyana, for a righteous rule. So even in that, he speaks to you and he shows you how to pray concerning these things.
Good. Right. So does anyone have any more questions?
I just have a comment though, Ashley. Health and Family Life has a very important role to play, but like everything else, it became corrupted. And actually, it is targeted, you know, with the other agendas in some areas.
That was Sabrina?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. You're a teacher?
An education officer for Health and Family Life, ma'am.
Oh, right in the class.
All of the schools.
Okay. Yes, so we don't want to go into too much details, but we had to pray concerning that.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, good. You see, Sabrina is a gatekeeper in the education system. All right, so Sabrina will deal with it from inside. As we outside shooting, Sabrina on the inside shooting too. They got to go down. In Jesus' name. Amen. Lord, you know, even before, let me just pray for Guyana first, and then Judy closes off. It's 7:59. Father, so again, we just want to present Guyana to you, our sister. Father, you know, we connect, oh God, with the remnant there. We connect, oh God, with women in the nation of Guyana. And Lord, we continue to present them to you even in this season, oh God, of elections for them. And even as you said, oh God, to break every siege off of Guyana. Father, we break off every siege we break off in the name of Jesus. And we declare your word in Psalm 46:10, which says, Guyana, be still and know that he is God. He will be exalted among the nations. He will be exalted in the earth in the name of Jesus. Father, we continue to declare your sovereignty over Guyana. Father, we declare you are for Guyana. And so we ask, oh God, that it is the righteous that will rule in Guyana in this season. Father, even as you have released Guyana, Lord, you have caused the wealth and the riches, oh God, of Guyana to come forth from the waters. And we declare, oh God, that it is the righteous, oh God, that would dictate, Father, in this season. It is the righteous that would rule and will reign in this season. It is the righteous, oh God, that would do your bidding in Guyana in this season, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we ask that you would arise as a mighty man of war, and that you would scatter, oh God, every plan of the enemy. That you would arise as a mighty man of war, and that you would go on behalf of Guyana, Daddy, that you would go in battle, that you would battle on their behalf, Father, that men would see and know that you are real. So we ask the God that answers by fire to answer by fire on behalf of Guyana tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you thanks and we give you praise in the name of Jesus. Amen. 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 Judy, could you close us off and dust us, close us and dust us off the same time?
Amen. Father, Amen. We thank you. We honor you. We bless your holy name. We thank you for this platform, oh God, that you have provided for us, that as willing women, we can be trained. Mm-hmm. We can sharpen, oh God, our swords and our arrows, Father, on this platform. Father, I pray for every participant tonight in the name of Jesus, that what you would have downloaded through your woman servant, Father, as she directed and moderated this session, all the prayers that have gone up for the various nations, Father, we thank you that answers have already come in the name of Jesus. Lord, the areas of the family, the economy, Lord, the land, the resources, Father, we thank you by faith in the name of Jesus that every request, every prayer of intercession, Lord, that has been prayed in the name of Jesus, we rejoice and we say thank you, Lord, for answers to our prayers, to our intercession in the name of Jesus. We thank you that our men will rise and they will rise strong.
Amen.
Oh God, and the head of the homes that you call them to be in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So, Father, we give you glory and we give you praise. And so we dust ourselves from the dust and all of ours from the dust and smoke of this battle.
Amen.
We cut off every monitoring and trailing demon. Oh, Amen. Father, we gouge out their eyes and we pluck out their ears that they will not hear Amen. Nor see us in the name Amen. Of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
We erase our voice, our fingerprints, our footprints, our sense. Oh, Amen. God, digitally, physically, spiritually, Lord, from being used against us because of this Amen. Battle. Father, we declare that there shall be no backlash, there shall be no boomerang, there shall Amen. Be no reprisal Amen. Of this battle in the name in of Jesus. Name. And Father, we declare finally that the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdom Amen. Of our Lord, and he reigns forever and Amen. Forever. And surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall
dwell in the house of the Lord
forever and forever for your glory.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much, Judy. Thank you so much, ladies, thank everyone.
Bless you and bless you all.
Bless you too and your family. Have a good weekend, everyone.
Thank you. You too. You all.
Okay,
too.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
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 Good night, all.